UK council finance chief admits stealing £930,000 for gambling. A finance manager at a local council is facing a long prison time after allegedly misappropriating nearly £1 million in taxpayer money to feed his gambling addiction. Alan Doig, 57, is likely to receive a lengthy prison sentence after admitting to embezzling almost £1 million of public funds from Gedling Borough Council to bankroll his gambling habit. For almost two decades, Alan Doig secretly diverted £934,343.30 from Gedling Borough Council's coffers, meant for public services, into his personal bank accounts. According to Nottingham Crown Court, he squandered the stolen funds on settling debts incurred through his compulsive gambling. Clad in a sky-blue jumper and dark-colored trousers and carrying a sizable holdall, Alan Doig appeared before the court yesterday, September 12. He pleaded guilty to charges of fraud by abuse of position and obtaining a money transfer by deception. Quote, "It is a huge sum over a number of years and the sentence is inevitable, he knows that. There are a number of matters he would like to deal with, before he is sentenced. He is a man with no previous convictions, as my lady knows. This was down to a gambling addiction he had where he transferred money from his employer to his own bank account due to debts he had accrued over years." Roger Wilson, Doig's barrister. Following his guilty plea, the Daybrook, Nottinghamshire resident was told to brace himself for a substantial prison sentence for his crimes. He was released on bail pending his sentencing hearing on Wednesday, October 2. Quote, "Your sentence will take place on October 2. You need a little time to put your house in order, and that is what you will get. You must not take me handing you bail as a sign you will not receive a substantial prison sentence. This is an act of mercy on my part." Judge Nirnal Shant KC, resident judge at Nottingham Crown Court. Responding to the development, Gedling Borough Council stated that they are collaborating with the Nottinghamshire Police to support the investigation and will not be able to provide additional comments until the sentencing hearing has taken place.